All right. Well, hello, everybody. It is Dr. Martone, and I want to say, you know, kind of congratulations. This is, we are coming to the end of our gluten-free challenge, one more week left, and, you know, you've been gluten-free for a couple weeks, 3 weeks, you're starting to feel good. I'm getting a lot of great feedback. Digestive systems are starting to work better. We're starting to feel a little bit more focused. I have people that are telling me that their brain fog is going away. I have people telling me that they're less congested, that they're breathing better, they're sleeping better, they have less pain, or you have less pain. And think about it, that is all just from taking yourself off of gluten. And, you know, when we talk about a gluten-free food, as we mentioned from the very beginning, and as you hopefully you understand from the gluten-free challenge, that just because something says gluten-free on it doesn't make it a health food. And a lot of times gluten-free foods can have just the opposite, can have quite a bit of sugar. That's typically, a lot of people in the past have done like the gluten-free cookies and substituted, you're using gluten-free pasta. And, you know, you're still, yes, you're eating gluten-free, but you're still very high on the, these foods are still very high on the glycemic index, which means these foods are very high in carbohydrates and they still spike your insulin levels. So what that means is when you have, your body has three energy sources to choose from. It has a fat, it has a protein, and it has a carbohydrate. So when you eat, let's say, something that is high in carbohydrates, cookies, what happens is that carbohydrate is broken down very, very quickly into sugar. That sugar goes into your bloodstream. Your bloodstream at only one given time can only hold about a tablespoon of sugar in your entire blood circulating. So what happens is once you eat that cookie, all of that sugar goes into your bloodstream, and your body says, whoa, I can't have all this sugar in here. So it raises your insulin level, and it takes all of that sugar that's in your blood, and it dumps it into the cells. And then the cells say, whoa, I'm not using this energy right now. I don't need it. So because let's say you're at rest or you're just sitting down on the couch. And so what ends up happening is the body says, oof, no, we're going to store this in the fat cells. So you go from carbohydrates to then the bloodstream gets high in sugar. You release insulin, goes into the cell. The cell says, nope, see you later. Food goes into the fat cells. So when you eat carbohydrates, you get fat. Now, when you eat something that's high in protein, protein doesn't have a lot of energy in it. Protein's a building block. So the body doesn't really want to, when you eat high protein, doesn't want to take that protein and use it as energy. It's a very dirty process to be able to do that. But what the body wants that protein, and it wants to be able to break that protein down into building blocks. So it wants to be able to use it to build muscle and build cells and hormones. And your body uses protein for just everything in the human body. So protein is good, but you don't want to use it as an energy source. Now, during this process, what we want to talk about is fat as your major energy source. Let's say you have a fat meal, okay, or something that's higher in fat, which means you're eating less carbohydrates, so your body breaks down your own fat. Well, when you eat a fatty meal, it has more calories or energy in it than a carbohydrate meal. But fat takes a lot longer to break down in your GI tract. So what ends up happening when you eat that, it's more of a time release or a slow sugar drip, because everything's broken down into sugar to get into the GI tract. So it's a slow, you know, sugar drip into the bloodstream. So then what ends up happening is your body sustains much more of an even keel of energy. And then ultimately, when you sustain that even keel of energy and you don't get those insulin spikes, you don't get those blood sugar level crashes. So when you're eating fat, you have more energy longer throughout the whole day. Your body stays more balanced. It's just a healthier way to eat. And if you guys have been on the call, each call consecutively, I believe it was in the second call, I started talking about the difference between when you break down fat for energy, or the body uses fat for energy in the cell. It's like burning a propane fire, you know, it's like burning propane on your stove. It's a very clean energy. But when your body breaks down carbohydrates for energy, it's like burning a wood burning fire. There's a lot of soot and a lot of excess stuff that the cell has to get rid of and the body has to detoxify from. So it's a much cleaner way to eat would be to eat higher, healthier fats. And you got to remember, high, healthy fat, a fat does not mean just eating, you know, saturated fat or polyunsaturated fats or, you know, those unhealthy fats. You want to eat good fats like from seeds and oils and avocados. Those fats are what sustain your sugar levels quite well. So I'll give you for instance of kind of how my day goes. So in the morning, I just have water. Occasionally have some tea. If I have some tea, I'll put I don't put anything in tea, but in a rare case, I have a coffee, I'll put some butter in it or something, or like some cream, heavy cream for the fat. But other than that, I just have water in the morning, and right around noontime, if I'm feeling a little bit low blood sugar or I want to eat something, I'll have some seeds or I snack on some sunflower seeds, almonds, pistachios, cashews, just fill in the blank there. If anybody has ADD, cashews are a good thing to eat with ADD just because they have something in there that helps settle your mind down and helps calm you. But in all intents and purposes, from the time I wake up to right around noon, I don't eat. But if I, let's say, have exercised the night before or I'm a little low on my calorie count, I might need to eat something in the morning. And if I eat something in the morning, my breakfast is usually nuts. You know, sunflower seeds, something simple. Then at lunch, what I do is I have a salad. So I'll go to Whole Foods, I'll grab a salad, or if I come home for lunch, my wife will make something that's raw. So more of a live food. Raw food means not cooked, not prepared, I'll do a lot of salads. I eat a lot of salads. So for my lunch, I'll have a salad, and it's a big salad. I put meat on my salad, whether it's fish, whether it's steak, whether it's chicken. It doesn't matter. I just want everything on top of a salad. And then I don't use salad dressing. I use a lot of the oil from the Whole Foods salad bar. If they have meat there, I'll drip the oil down on there. Or if they have the eggplant, they usually do like a nice eggplant dish with some mushrooms. I'll use the oil and I'll put that on my salad. So that's typically what I'm having for lunch. And then I typically don't snack from lunch. And then when I come home, like I said, my dinners are pretty simple. My dinners are I usually do breakfast. I'll do eggs, or I'll have a protein. And my dinner is typically around 6:30. Like the other night, I had a treat. I did, my wife made some gluten-free pasta, and I did have some. I had a little bowl of gluten-free pasta, some mushrooms. We make our own sauce, put our sauce on it, and put cheese. Just a small bowl. Portion size is very, very important. Now, if you're going to have pasta, you got to remember, pasta has a lot of carbohydrates in it. So I needed to really make sure that I don't have a big bowl, and I just have some to just fill myself up. And I'll have that, like I said, right around 7 o'clock, because I get home. No, 6:30. Right around 6:30, and then right around 7:30, I'll have just a little bit of nuts. I like to have fat in my system before I go to bed, because what that will do, not too many, because if you have too much, it can upset your stomach. But I found the right amount. I do about a half a cup, and just so I don't eat. I mean, I could eat a whole bag of it, and I just won't feel good because I'll get reflux in the middle of the night if I have too much. But what I'll do is I'll just have a little bit of nuts, and then I'll sleep through the whole night, wake up the next morning, and I won't eat till noon. So that's typically my schedule. I wake up, if I need to eat before noon, it'll be high fat. Noon's my salad. At night, eggs typically I have some eggs for dinner or like I said, something that's gluten-free. But I'll portion control it. And then if I before I go to bed, I'll have a snack, I'll have some seeds, and boom, I do it the next day. So I do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday is where I cheat. In order to put yourself into a state of not eating a lot of carbohydrates, it's called putting yourself into a state of ketosis. What you want to do is, ketosis is maximum fat absorption. If you're in ketosis for too long, your body will go into survival. And then that is where you hear people lose all this weight, and then they start eating, and they just put it back on. In order to prevent that, what you want to do is you want to have some high carbohydrate days in there. So that's why sometimes I'll have pasta, because you need to have high carbohydrate days so your body does not go into survival. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday until Friday night. Friday night we typically do Mexican food, or as a family we go out. That is when I'll do my little cheat times. I'll even have some alcohol. Maybe I'll have a glass of wine, or I'll have, I'll go out, I'll eat, I'll have carbohydrates. On Saturday, usually I'll Saturday afternoon or something like that, whatever we're cooking. I'm not too strict on the weekends, and then boom, Monday comes around, I'm back on it. And that's the way I eat. Now the people that are doing the weight loss program, what you're going to notice now after you did 1 week, you did 2 weeks of gluten-free, you did the weight loss program, you're 1 week into that, and now you're into your second week. This week you're going to really start feeling good. And then at the end of it, I want you to do this temporary fasting. So when you're done with the weight loss program, I want you, you can stay on one shake if you want. We have that shake that's in the packet. We carry that in the office. It's pea protein. So you can just do one shake a day, but I want you to go, it's called temporary fasting. I want you to get in the habit of skipping breakfast. And I know we thought, and I thought too, going through my nutrition stuff, that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That is not true. You want to put something in your body. You put water in there. Some people do coffee in the morning. Some people do tea in the morning. But don't try not to eat first thing when you wake up. You want to go as long as you can without eating. So I temporary fasting typically, as a good rule of thumb, is go 15 hours without eating. So if you start, if your last meal's at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then you can eat at 10 or 11 the next morning. So go 15 hours without eating. If you really want to geek out like I did, what you can do is to figure out how long you can go before you get into a maximum fat absorption state. It's called a state of ketosis. They make these precision ketosis meters, blood meter. They use them for diabetics where you can pinprick your finger, and then you can take a blood reading, and you want your ketones to be 0.5 and above. That is when you eat. So whether you have to go 13 hours, 14 hours, 15 hours, 16 hours, everybody's different, but you eat when you're in, right when you start to get into that stage of ketosis. And that's basically it. That's what I do going forward. And it, like I said, if I cheat on the weekends or I even have a bad week because I'm away on vacation, you will never sling a yo-yo up and down, because you'll always come back down to your ketosis weight, whatever your body decides it's going to be. And if you want that to even come down even further, you got to increase your exercise. But you'll always come down to that weight. And it's great. It's a great way to practice. So during the holidays, usually I typically gain a whole bunch of weight. This year I didn't, because I wasn't even too stringent. I was eating what I wanted to. I mean, I would pig out when I went to my parents for meals and a lot of holiday parties. But on Monday, I was always back to, you know, skipping breakfast, eating lunch, eating a small meal at night. And I really stayed pretty consistent. So that's kind of it. That's my life. That's how I live. If anybody has any questions, you can if you're listening to this on the webcast, you can type a question, and that will come up on my screen. If you are listening to it on the phone, you can hit *2. I will unmute your line, and then if you hit *2, that will tell me your hand is raised. I will then unmute the line, and you can answer a question. So if anybody has any questions, hit *2 on your phone, or you can type a question in, and I'm going to refresh all questions. I don't see a question coming in, and let Let me see. I see nobody's hands raised. So I want to thank you guys so much. Thanks for being part of the Gluten-Free Challenge, and good luck. If you guys have any questions, you can email me, drmartone at atlantiswellness.com. Thanks, and great job. Congratulations.
The moderator has left the conference.